welcome to Thumbcast, a gameplay podcast for Skyrim, Elder Scrolls. And I am one of your hosts, Michael Lucas-Smith, extremely excited for Skyrim.
And this is one of your co-hosts, James.
And I'm another co-host, Makalova.
I'm another co-host, Austin.
And I'm the final co-host, Scott.
We actually have a lot of people on this podcast, and I hope that most of us will all be available for each episode, but we'll see. If not, we can mix it up a little bit, and that'll be fine too. But this is episode zero. Because the game isn't out yet, we can't talk about it. Well, at least we can't talk about playing it, but we can certainly talk about the Elder Scrolls and Skyrim, what's coming up, and how freaking excited we are.
I think, isn't Mackie the only one that knows anything about the Elder Scrolls?
Well, that's what we're going to find out this episode.
He's got a quiz.
I thought it'd be a nice way for us to get started. And since I know jack all about the Elder Scrolls, I'm the quizmaster. Let's get started. Right. The very first question, since James brought it up, goes to James. Oh, I've got to keep score. Hang on.
The answer is 42.
It's not. It really isn't. It's so far not 42. It couldn't be further from the truth.
Is it Professor Klein?
Nope.
Yeah. Well, okay.
You don't want to buzz in, Ellie. I think is what we're getting at here. Okay. First question: what is the name of the planet on which the Elder Scrolls series is based? Is it A? These are multiple choice. A, Narn. B, Nim. C, Gnome. Or D, Nern.
I'm going to go with D.
That is correct. James gets a point. answer the question.
I didn't play 1/4 of Oblivion for nothing.
Okay. Let's go Austin. Austin, which of these is not one of the nine divines? A, Akosh. B, Mara. C, Xanathar. Or D, Talanos?
I'm going to go with B.
Mara? Incorrect. It is Talanos. Talanos is not one of the nine divines. It's just a name I made up.
Just on the tip of my tongue, I was ready to buzz in.
Okay, geography. Let's try this with Scott. Which is not another continent of Nirn? I almost said Nim. Don't know why that. A, Akavir. B, Atmora. C, Aldmeris. And D, Tamriel. I screwed up the question because all of those wouldn't have. Anyway, A, Akavir, B, Alamondas, C, Atmora, and D, Aldmeris. Wrong. It is Alamondas. I just made Alamondas up. I should be giving you guys a negative, but anyway. Okay. Damn it! This is an easy one for Mackie. My apologies. I should have left the really hard ones from the Mackie. Where did the Nords come from? A, Akavir. B, Atmora. C, Aldmeris. Or D, Tamriel?
Duh, B, Atmora.
Yeah, Mackie gets points. I knew you'd find that way too easy.
Way too easy.
Okay, here is a question for anyone to buzz in on. Which of these which of these provinces of Tamriel has not been visible in any of the Elder Scrolls games? A, Blackmarsh. B, Elsweyr. C, Hammerfell. D, Valenwood. E, Hyrok. F, Skyrim. G, Morrowind. I, Cyrodiil. And J, Somerset Isle.
Jeez.
Anyone can buzz in? Sounds like Scott.
Yep. I'll buzz in. Say F, Skyrim.
From Mackie's response, I had to know. Who else wants to have another go?
B.
Elsweyr? That's also incorrect. It's a trick question.
I'm going to call
you
for
a
recount.
You can get all these places in the Elder Scrolls Arena.
Oh.
He said he was going to put in trick questions.
Okay, let's really test Mackie. V.A. Lakshman said in an interview that he wanted to rename Tamriel in Daggerfall because, and this is anyone can buzz in, even though it's testing Mackie, A, he originally named it after a girlfriend he later dumped. B, a fantasy author had previously used the name and was suing them. C, he never intended the continent to be named Tamriel. That was a mistake that just perpetuated. D, he never said he wanted to rename Tamriel in an interview.
So he didn't accidentally name it Sally? Oh, sorry, did I say that?
That was not
out
one
loud?
Of the choices. So James, you're out. That's wrong.
C.
It's morally correct.
Austin says C, that he never intended to name the continent Tamriel. That was just a mistake that perpetuated as incorrect.
D, this is another trick question.
Yes. He never said he wanted to rename Tamriel in an interview. Okay, next group question. Oh, wait, Mackie gets a point for that. Darn it. In Tamriel, there are how many dungeons to explore? A, an infinite number of dungeons. B, thousands of dungeons. C, hundreds of dungeons. Or D, a fixed set of handcrafted dungeons.
D.
Austin says D.
I'm going to go with the
James
hundreds.
James says hundreds.
I'm going with infinite.
He goes infinite. Scott?
I'll go with D, handcrafted.
You are all correct.
Exactly. Depends
yes.
on which
and infinite number of dungeons is Daggerfall. Thousands of dungeons is Morrowind. Hundreds of dungeons is Skyrim. And a fixed set is Oblivion. So everyone gets a point.
Yay.
Okay, let's get a little bit more Skyrim-oriented content. So, current score count, Mackie in the lead with 3, James following up in 2, Scott and Austin tied at 1 point apiece. In Skyrim, which is the largest city? Makar, A, B, Riften, C, Solitude, D, Whiterun, or E, Windhelm? That's actually E, not D, whatever.
I'm going to go with one of those
well,
answers.
You have to pick one. Yep.
But which one?
I thought it was multiple
yes.
choice.
Yeah, I...
The largest city. Skyrim.
I'm just going to take a shot in the dark and say
Riften?
B. Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
It's I'll a go... small town, so it's not Riften.
I was gonna go with Windhill because Solitude sounds like it would be a small.
Windhill
place
is
too.
Correct. Scott gets a point. Solitude, yeah, Solitude's an interesting place. Windhelm is the largest city in Skyrim because A, it is the capital of the First Empire. B, the city is known as the Imperial City of Skyrim. C, it is Skyrim's chief port, making it the economic capital of Skyrim. Or D, on the border of Morrowind, it is the principal destination for refugees from Morrowind.
I'm going to go with the port one.
You're going with B, white, that was C, that it was the economic capital port. No, that is Solitude.
I'll go with the Imperial City.
The city known as the Imperial Skyrim. City of Skyrim, that is Whiterun. Scott and Mackie left.
I'll go with the refugees.
No, that is Winterhold, which leaves Mackie with the final answer.
wait, what was that?
This is your last chance to get an extra point here, Mackie.
Apparently I have the memory of an
excellent.
Gnat.
Well, pick one. Pick one and sound like a fool to the entire world.
Oh, noes.
You forfeit.
What? You're not...
Okay. The yes. answer was A. It was the capital of the First Empire. Okay. When we start playing Skyrim, we will find the Imperial College of the Voice at A. Riverwood, B. B, Dawnstar, C, Makathside, or D, Falkreath?
I would say D, Valkyrie.
No, next. Okay, a little side thing. Valkreath was once part of Cyrodiil, that is now part of Skyrim. Next guess.
Maka.
Makath? No. Actually, no. You, James is right. I was misreading my answer. James gets a point. He's now tied for first place with Mackie. Dun, dun, dun.
I told you that fourth of a gameplay of Oblivion really helped me.
We will want to travel to Hrogoth because A, we can kill Horn bandits. B, their governing body is controlled by sexy witches. C, they are famed for their Nord breweries making Rotgut. Or D, frost trolls roam here and killing them is the only way to get a rare special ingredient.
I'll go with that last D? One.
No, yeah. That's not correct.
A.
Horn bandits, they are near there, but they are not there. Close.
So we're going for the beer.
They are not known for making their Rotgut. This was a trick question. The only reason to go to this crappy little place is to visit High Hrothgar, which is that thing that we see in the screenshot right way up in the mountains. And that's 7,000 steps to get up there, apparently. That should be interesting. How many of Tamriel's highest peaks are in Skyrim? A, 3, B, 5, C, 7, or D, all of Tamriel's highest peaks are in Skyrim?
All of them.
Yeah.
Unanimously choosing all of them?
Well,
C7
and Scott?
Yeah.
Seven? Actually, it's 5.
Yes,
5.
Yeah, because I got thinking about that, and then there's Red Mountain.
There's also,
and,
you know, High Rock. Morrowind, and,
so.
Yeah.
Well, High Rock, but High Rock is more.
Okay, this
coasty.
Should be an easy one. How many years after Oblivion does Skyrim take place?
200.
Max, you guess that one.
It's in the, like, basic opening information stuff.
You promised me you weren't just going to answer every question, Mackie.
I'm not answering every question. I've got
okay,
what's wrong.
Here's
Come
a good
on,
one.
Man.
How fast can Skyrim be completed if you know how? A, 20 hours. B, 3 hours, 12 minutes, 43 seconds. C, 2 hours, 16 minutes, 50 seconds. D, 2 hours, 16 minutes, 30 seconds. Or E, 1 hour, 57 minutes, 5 seconds.
I'm going to go with the 3
hour
3
hours
one.
For James.
B. 3
hours for Austin.
I'm going to go with whatever the shortest one is, because somebody managed to do Morrowind in 7
minutes.
1
hour, 57
minutes
for Mackie.
That's sick. I'll go with the shortest one, too, because that's just
Scott.
Ridiculous.
No one is correct. The okay. Two records are 2 hours, 60 minutes, 50 seconds, which is by the creator of the game, and his, I guess you could almost call him underling, 2 hours, 60 minutes, 30 seconds, beat his boss by 20 seconds.
Sorry, 20 seconds?
We are now leading the multiple choice into a true or false round. Okay, Rotgut is illegal throughout the Empire. True or false?
True.
Get it. True from James.
False.
From Austin.
False. There's a ton of booze throughout the Empire.
False
what
from
Mackie.
Scott.
True.
True from Scott. James and Scott are correct. Rotgut is illegal throughout the Empire, but that doesn't stop people spreading it around.
Yeah, Mac, you should know about the prohibition.
Dragons can be ridden in Skyrim. True or false?
False.
False.
Yeah, I think it was false, yeah.
Aw, I want it to be true.
Is that
I
your
know,
answer,
me too.
Yes, it's my answer. I don't care.
Mackie is wrong. Everyone gets a point but Mackie.
Oh,
question, true or false number 3. You can marry a dragon. True or false?
What? False. This isn't freaking Cranor Forgotten Realms. Jesus.
I'm gonna go with true.
False.
Oh. False. If you're not gonna let me ride one, you're not gonna let me bury one.
Everyone is correct except James. Skyrim is controlled by a witch. True or false?
I'll go true.
False.
False.
I think that's false. Yeah.
Scott is the only one who got that right. Wow.
What?
Amazing. Racist elves, the Falmar, driven out by the invading Nord, still live in Skyrim. True or false? And James has stepped away, so he won't be getting any points this round.
True.
True.
That's true. I think there was a story about that in Skyrim.
Yes.
The Blood Moon, which is the little Skyrim-ish bit of Mormon.
It is in fact true. They are mythical, but there is some evidence that they're there.
Translation, we thought this little story in Blood Moon sounded cool, so we're just throwing this stuff in.
Did your character's mum have sex with a dragon to make you a dragonborn? True or false?
True. Something was going on.
False.
Yeah, it was actually false. Your dad.
What was that, Scott? You are incorrect, Mackie. To get the soul of a dragon, you must kill the dragon, not have sex with it.
Aww. What?
It's like a
That's
high
not a little
thing.
Dragonborn made. What? Aww.
You absorb his power when you kill
Chim
him.
Can be only one.
Chim yep. can be coherently explained in a single sentence. True or false?
False.
False.
That's false from everybody. James is really getting owned here. He's falling really behind in the score.
Don't think he cares.
Is it already too late? True or false?
I hope that's false.
For what?
Just in general.
Yeah.
In general. True or false?
False.
What are you talking false. About? The opening of the freaking trailer. Anyway, it's true. Next question. Should we have already reacted? True or false?
True.
Now you're getting
true.
It.
You're just reading
okay,
out
I'll
the,
find,
the
I'll go back to real questions.
Out.
Is the narrator of the Skyrim teaser blind? True or false? Yes or no? Ooh, has this got you stumped?
I don't think anyone has.
Just guess. Oh, you can apply some logic. You can think this out.
This is one of your trick questions again.
This one is not a trick question.
I'll just go true.
So you're saying he is blind? Okay.
I'll go
Scott
through
goes
that.
True, and Mackie?
I'm going to say false.
Okay.
It's different.
In all likelihood, he is blind, because those who read the Elder Scrolls go blind.
Oh.
Yeah.
I forgot about
yes.
that.
Okay, so did the Dwemer blow themselves up, or did they really ascend?
Nobody knows.
Mackie wins that one.
Sounds
that was
like
a quick one. It's not even a true or false question.
I was going to say it sounds philosophical.
Okay, last true or false question. All humans on Tamriel are descendants of the Nords. True or false? All humans on Tamriel.
False.
Scott? Scott gets a point.
There was another race that was here before them. I mean, I know most of the humans came from the north.
All the humans came from the north. The very first empire started in Skyrim, as we know. Okay. Last section of the game is called Confirmed or Unconfirmed.
Oh, dear.
I feel like true or false, but confirmed or unconfirmed. There are birds in the game.
Yes?
Confirmed.
Why would there not be Burge? Come on.
It is confirmed. You are correct. James gets no points. You can eat dragon meat.
That would be cool.
That's not the question. Is it confirmed or unconfirmed?
I know. Unconfirmed.
Unconfirmed, because don't they just turn into skeletons?
Correct. Unconfirmed. You can convince any NPC you meet to marry you.
Is this Fable now?
What's oh, the trick part in there is it any?
Leave out the trick part.
Oh.
I'm gonna go unconfirmed.
Unconfirmed.
They were saying something like that, that it would be most really? Or
Mackie is correct. Scott and Austin do not get a point. It is confirmed that you will be able to, three quests and chat, convince just about anybody you meet to marry you. You can buy property, confirmed or unconfirmed?
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Come on, they did it last game.
Don't you do it all games?
Probably.
Well, you didn't necessarily buy it in Morrowind. You kind of had to quest for stuff, and you did have to come up with some cash, but you weren't literally buying it.
I know you could do it in Daggerfall.
Next question. You can marry the same sex.
Well, if they're letting us get married, I don't see why not.
Mm-hmm.
So Mackie's a confirmed. Scott's a confirmed. Austin?
I'll
yes,
go confirmed.
It is confirmed. That was a minor scandal about that for like half a second. There is a fast travel system in Skyrim.
Yeah, horses.
Confirmed.
Oh, it's not riding on dragons?
So you're all saying confirmed?
I know.
That's all? Everyone's confirmed?
Yeah.
Okay, bonus points. What is the fast travel system?
I'm going to guess horses, even though I'm probably wrong.
A map.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, it's probably the map.
No one gets the bonus points. Horse-drawn carriages. Yes.
Really?
You were close, but no, you need the carriages.
You forgot the carriage.
Okay. Dwemer ruins litter Skyrim.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you confirmed?
Confirmed.
Confirmed. You know, this isn't just, I want it to be. This has got to be confirmed. But this is confirmed, okay. So you're okay.
It is. It was in the trailer. It's one little section for about 2 seconds where you can see a Dwemer ruin, and I went, yes. So I haven't seen any since Morrowind. Come on, guys. You can't tell me the Dwemer just completely avoided Cyrodiil.
Apparently. Okay. Each town has its own unique economy based on local production capabilities. Confirmed or unconfirmed?
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Everyone says confirmed. That is correct. So the funny thing here is if you destroy the lumber mill, then that town will have to import lumber. And the prices of lumber will go up.
Nice.
So we see how to play.
Okay, so now the champs is back. The current scores are Scott leading with 19 points. Mackie, it's 17. Austin, 15. And James, an abysmal 6. What are you doing, James?
Hey, I had to bail out to get my groceries. I'm doing pretty well.
Every question James gets right from now on will be worth double points. So maybe. Next question. Can you burn down homes with fire?
That would make sense.
Confirmed.
Does it make sense? Is it confirmed or unconfirmed? Austin says confirmed. James says confirmed.
Confirmed.
Mackie says confirmed, and Scott says confirmed. Yes, it is confirmed. Can you destroy oil lamps to burn down homes with fire?
Confirmed.
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 Everyone is correct. James is catching up quickly. Flowers all over Skyrim can be picked for alchemy. Confirmed or unconfirmed?
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Come on, man. You can do this in Oblivion.
Yeah.
Just Morrowind. They're not going to stop us with the flower picking
now.
You
can catch fish with your bare hands. Confirmed?
Confirmed.
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 You ate that thing the other night.
You can eat dragonflies.
Confirmed.
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 You can eat bees.
Confirmed. Come on. Get off that arbitrary.
Okay, you can eat a torch bug.
What?
What is a torch bug? I'm going to say unconfirmed.
What? Unconfirmed for James. Unconfirmed for Mackie. Confirmed for Austin.
I said unconfirmed.
Sorry, unconfirmed for Austin and Scott. Austin is correct. It is confirmed. No, wait. Austin said unconfirmed, right? Who said confirmed?
Yeah.
No one. Ah, you're wrong. Excellent. Okay. You can have a pet mammoth. Confirmed or unconfirmed?
So you can say, where's the pet mammoth sit? Anywhere it wants?
Yeah.
It's like the pet dragon.
Yeah.
Unconfirmed.
From Austin.
Let's go with confirmed.
Confirmed
from Mackie. Confirmed from Scott. Austin is correct. Unconfirmed.
And I wanted to see one of those in a dungeon crawl.
You can have a pet dog.
Confirmed. You can have a mammoth.
Let's say confirmed.
Confirmed.
Confirmed. Unfortunately, confirmed. Unconfirmed. I looked around a lot for this, and I could not get... What was that?
That was my response to the question.
I looked around a lot, and I could not confirm it. There is no solid evidence for it. There are definitely dogs, and NPCs have pet dogs, but there's no proof yet that you can have one. Okay, next question. Next confirmed, unconfirmed. There are kids in the game.
Unconfirmed.
Let's say confirmed.
I guess unconfirmed. I haven't seen any either.
Mackie?
Yeah.
No, confirmed.
Sorry, you weren't clear. Unconfirmed or confirmed?
Number two.
James and Mackie are correct. They are definitely kids in the game.
There were kids in Fallout. There must be.
I figured they would be, but...
There are vampires in the game.
Confirmed.
What? Let's go with confirmed.
You say vampires?
When has there been an Elder Scrolls without vampires?
This is what stopped me playing Oblivion, being turned
this
into a vampire.
This is confirmed, unconfirmed.
Confirmed, then. Confirmed.
You are all correct. It is confirmed that there are vampires in the game. Are there vampire children in the game?
What? So Claudia's there?
Go with unconfirmed.
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 Unconfirmed. Vampires, yes. Children, yes. Vampire children, not so much.
Correct. Unconfirmed.
Not Twilight.
Yeah. You can have your own kids with your wife or husband.
See, this confirmed. Is what I was going to say earlier. This is the reason they put them in. Confirmed.
Confirmed. Confirmed.
Actually, not confirmed yet. So I think it would be an interesting idea. It's unconfirmed at this point. You can ride horses in Skyrim.
Confirmed.
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 Confirmed. Come on.
Yeah, they showed that already.
And the last and final question of this quiz. Skyrim is going to consume all of our lives.
True.
True.
No one gets any points for that one. But the final scores are James, 26 points. Austin, 26 points. Mackie, 26 points. And Scott is our winner with 28 points.
That's what they say. We all had 26. Or what?
I can't believe how close that was.
No, because I skipped out in the middle. I have a moral.
Yeah, well, I gave you double points, man. Come on.
You got bonus points with the wife faction.
Yeah, can you... Oh, look at that. That was so close. I mean, you all kind of agreed with each other for most of the quiz, but... Okay, before we finish up this episode, what are people looking forward to doing the most within the first 10 minutes of this game?
You mean the first 10 minutes after we get out the obligatory tutorial dungeon?
Yeah.
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 Creating character.
You already know what I'm doing.
Mackie's making bread, yes. The first village that we'll encounter in Skyrim is apparently called Riverwood. And I think it's the one that we've seen in the trailers.
Well, I'll probably be either looting someone's house or killing monsters.
I think the first thing I'm going to do is try out my speech skills. That's like the number one thing I love to do in these games is silver tongue.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get speech and sneak up and see how that works compared to Fallout.
I'm going to go make a bunch of money, then get a good weapon so that I don't get my ass kicked.
That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, I got to pick up a bow somewhere so I can start plink, plink, plinking at things.
Yeah, well, I was looking at how, like, tactics to fight dragons. Apparently, if you shoot their wings, they're forced to land. I think a good strategy for killing dragons might be to force them to land and then fight them on the ground, because they're less mobile that way.
Well, you got to figure if they're breathing fire and they're flying, you're pretty much
But they don't all breathe fire. There's ice dragons, fire dragons, all kinds of stuff.
Ah.
Yeah, it's not going to be that easy. Well, on that note, let's attempt to get this outro correct. I'll do it, James, since I rewrote it.
Go ahead.
Missed an episode. You can't have missed an episode. You've done me in already. Need to subscribe to the iTunes feed? Want to join the Facebook group? Want to join the Steam group? Find these links at www.jarober.com/thumbcast. thumcast. Okay, where did K come in? We'll be talking about Skyrim again soon, especially when the game actually comes out. This is Michael.
Now I'm going to have to create another link with a K so that works.
You're going to make a cake link? What?
Let's try this again. This is Michael.
James.
Makalua.
Austin.
And we're signing off from what will eventually be Skyrim. This was our very first Thumbcast. If you like it, please come back for more. Oh, wait. I really should have queued up the whole outro music, because, you know, outro... If you are interested in that particular song, it's a metal remix of Sons of Skyrim. You can find that at www.sbeastmusic.com. Thank you very much to its author for allowing us to use it. Okay, and that's our first episode of Thumbcast! Yay!